Malka.
Hi, Malka.
Hey. How's the weather over there at your part of the country?
It just poured. We've been clearing our patio, you know. I sent you something. Did you get it?
Oh, I haven't opened my computer yet.
Okay, I sent you. Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chiminsa, Tati, Terula, Alafikimo Yutak Kabi. Karabil Rinat, Amcha Sadvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Ilvavat, Shamren, Nungimodawad Yutkashin. Bahem Taharem Ratame Sikatha Dami Gamlein Etet Resh Saritaf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Vero Tuha Nae Adata Het Kufet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeth Lamcha Pene Zofre Kidu Shatach Yid Gimelamed He Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kochav, the planet Mercury, which is presently in retrograde, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Together, the Resh and the Yud have a gematria of 210, which represents the same gematria as Redu, Resh Dalet Yud, Dalet Vav, which is the Hebrew word to, meaning to go down. And it can apply to Hashem coming down to us, or it can, God forbid, apply to us falling spiritually, going down spiritually. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea, Talumot, Shin Kufav, Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apaim, Viral chesed ve'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, notzea on wa'chesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the year of the goat, this current year of 5777. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. So, Tzaduni, we're going to start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'achda L'shem Yud Hei Bevav Hei Yehudah Shulim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Vasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu Tzot Adoni Katzipor Oyevai Chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to parse them into Tzatzki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words, we're able to permute them into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zayin, 5777. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, Yohe Wahe, Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to this energy of the pause. And we will start by studying 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Ra'ata kohanim ha'ayu limat ve'lo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wa-wa-wa Yo la yo ala me hey 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 aka a reka ha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai yo hey wa hey ade ad ki bia. Yo hey Adonai, yo hey wahe, sur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. The first verse is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni. Lo tarpeni yat bili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachon v'chalakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Gegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. One verse connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael Untati Vishakan Sakta Vilo Yirgas Od Vilo Yosifu Vene Avlala Anoto Asher Barishona. And now we are going to connect to the energy of certainty through the verse from the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Vikam Atar Tane Nandikucha Barichu Kalma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Yishot Biovada Dikshot V'le'lach Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Ledach Yalea Mine Yaulan Haga Beyakalana Dehakuru Ovada Bikshot Inun Wikola Yitzirich Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God by stating the letters with their root vowels. Wahe wayo layo bayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awahe hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome La awa kala yo la wawa pehe la nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka pe wa shi re yo he wa la he he Ko wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa 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 yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me. Hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will do in the same manner with the root vowels. Wa, 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 yo, 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 ba, be, te, ya, a, may, may, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, a, ka, he, me, ta, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, he, wa, Hey, may a yo ta la me re he hey yo yo hey may may la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la yo a wa me La yo be wa he re, yo yo wa la he he, a a ko me nu da, a nu a he wa me, re he a yo he za, he shi he me ka ra wa wa la yo yo he, da a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, may la he pe ayo. Nuko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me kako a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the third day of Elul, Rabbi Yitzchak Bercha Lefer of Nadrona, Rabbi Yitzchak Yeshaya Halberstam, Rabbi Moshe Friedman, Rabbi Shraga Feivel Mendelowitz, and Rabbi Shlomo Ichenstein of Tzidachov Vatz. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. We're also now going to read Psalm 27, as we read it twice a day. We read it once this morning with Slichot, and we'll read it in our classes, 4:30 classes for the afternoon. Le David Adonai Yohe Wahe O Riveshishi Mimira Adonai Yohe Wahe Maos Haye Mimi Efchad Bekoro Alay Mereim Leko Et basari, sarai ve'ovaili, he'makashlu, v'nafalu im tachane, alai machane, lo yira lipi, im takum alai milchama, v'zot ani boteach. Achat she'alti me'et Adonai Yohe Wahe O Tavakesh Shivti Bevet Adonai Yohe Wahe Kol Yemechayei Lechazot Vion V'noam Adonai Yohe Wahe Ulvaker Behekalo Ki yitzpaneini besuko v'yom ra'ah Yastireini b'seter E'achalo b'tzur yeromeini V'yata yarum roshi ha'oyevat v'vivotai v'ezbecha Be'acha alo zivche teruwa Ashira v'yazamra L'Adonai Yohe Wahe Shema Adonai Yohe Wahe Koli ekra V'chaneni v'yaneni lecha Amar lebi bakshu panai Et panecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Avakesh al taster Panecha mimeni Alotat be'af avdecha Ezrati chayiti Altit sheni V'alta azreni Elohe ki avi v'imi azaruni V'adonai yohe wahe yaspeni Oreni Adonai yohe wahe darkecha Umcheni v'yorach mishor L'man shorai Al titneini Benefesh sari, sarai, Kika Muvi Adeshekevi Feach Tamas Lule Heemanti Lira Petu Adonayo Hewahe Beret Haim Kave Adonayo Hewahe Kazak v'yametz libecha v'kave el Adonai Yohewahe. And we'll also do the Machshava meditation to cleanse our thoughts. Yawada yawada hey, yawada hey awa awa, yawada hey awa awa hey ya, yawada yawada hey ya, yawada hey awa awa, yawada hey awa hey ya, yawada yawada hey ya. Yawada hey awa awa, yawada hey awa awa hey ya, yawada yawada hey ya, yawada hey awa awa, yawada hey awa awa hey ya, yawada yawada hey ya, yawada hey awa awa. Yawada hey awa awa hey ya. And our class tonight is chapter 2 of the Igeret HaTeshuvah. You can find the handout either on the Unique Astrological Times link, or you can find it on the Advanced Teshuvah class link, which is in row 8 of the second column of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. And it's class 3. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? Repentance, as the Alter Rebbe explained in the opening chapter, is in no way synonymous with fasting for a sin that one has committed. Repentance merely entails abandoning the sin for all time. This is so even with regard to transgressions, those punishable by keret, by excision, or by execution, whose atonement becomes complete through suffering. Even in these instances, the suffering is not intended to be self-inflicted through fasting, but is brought on from above. Achal zeleanin kapara umachilit Avon shenamachal lo v'gameri ma she'avar al ma'mitzvot ha'melach kasha asa teshuva shaloma. However, all this refers to atonement and forgiveness of the sin. The offender is pardoned completely for having violated the command of the king, or the mitzvah of the king, once he has repented fully. Atonement and forgiveness thus do not require fasting if the individual repents fully. And I am adding, if the atonement is out of love and includes awe. V'ein mazakarin lo devar v'chatsi devar ba'yom chadin Lianashu, Alzechas the Shalom, Beolam Hapa, the Nafa Charlegameri, Minhadin Beolam Hapa. No charge nor semblance of an accusation is mentioned against him on the day of judgment, so that he should be punished for his sin. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, in the world that is coming. In his trial there, in the world that is coming, he is completely exonerated. Amanam sheyihye liratzon lifnei Hashem umarotza v'chaviv lifanav yitbaruch hakodem achat v'chayot nachat ruach l'kal kono me'avodato hayatzarich l'chabeya karabin ola. Nonetheless, in order that he should be acceptable before Hashem, as beloved of him as before the sin, so that his Creator might derive delight from his service, in past times he would bring an ola offering in addition to his repentance. An ola offering is an elevation offering. It's a completely burned offering that rises up in smoke. Afilu al mitzvot asa kala shem bo karit umitat biyat din bet din. Even for transgressing an ordinary positive mitzvah that involves no karet, no excision, no execution. Kimoshe darasho razil betorat kachanim al pasuk v'naratzalo. In this spirit, our sages in the Torah Kohanim interpret the verse, it shall be acceptable for him, that the ola offering causes a person who violated a positive mitzvah to become acceptable to Hashem. Uktata v'gamara perekame v'zabachim Deolam kaparat al mitzvot asa v'hayo doron le'achar she'asa tashuvah u'machalo ha'onesh. Thus too we find in the Talmud, in the first chapter of Zevachim, that the ola offering atones for the violation of positive mitzvot. It is a gift that is offered after one has repented and been pardoned his punishment. V'kadam sasarareya v'melech v'pisesu al yadi parakalaitin umachalo. This is like the case of a man who displeased his king, appeased him through intercessors, and was forgiven by him. Afal pi ken shulach doron umanacha lipanav shitartza lo leraot penei hamelech. Still he will send a gift so that the king might consent that he appear again before his sovereigns. The Ola offering was similarly brought as a gift to Hashem after the offender had repented and had been granted a pardon, in order that he once again find favor in his eyes and be beloved by him as before the sin. Ushon ha-kaparat v'kein ma shekatu b'torah v'nar tzalo l'kapar alav. The expression atones, quoted from the Talmud and in the verse, it shall be acceptable for him to atone for him. Ein zo kaparat nafsho does not refer to the soul's atonement for the sin, but this is accomplished through repentance. El al kapara lefanai Adonai Yohei Wahei Liyot Nachat Ruach Lekono. But rather, so to speak, his restoration before God, so that he will bring his Creator gratification. No vestige of the sin will remain, and the former offender will be beloved of God as before. Kedaata Shem Habagamara. As the Talmud teaches there, that once the person has been pardoned, then comes the gift of the Ola offering. Ukmo Shekatu Tamim Yihiele Ratzon. And as the verse states, it shall be perfect, so that it be acceptable. V'yakashiv shein lanu karaven lehapik ritzon mei Hashem hataniyat hu b'makom karvan kemo shekatu b'gimera. Shihameot Halevi Vedamashenat Mat Halo Hakat Karvaiti Lefanayecha Tavav. Today, when we have no offerings to call forth Hashem's pleasure, fasting replaces the offering. As the Talmud says, that the prayer of one who is fasting is, may my loss of fat and blood brought about through fasting be regarded as though I had offered it to you as a sacrifice on the altar. The purpose of fasting, then, is that one becomes acceptable to Hashem, just as before the sin. Uken metzinu v'kama anayim ve'amorim she'al devar kohayu matanim ta'aniyot harava meod. That is why there are many cases of the Talmudic sages who for some trivial fault undertook a great many fasts. Kimo Rabbi Elazar ben Ezraya Shehaya Matir Shetahit Para Yotzia Beritzoa Sheben Karanaya Naya Bishabat Utkamayim Osraim Upaam Aha Itzachen Parto Shel Shekanto Philomayaha Va'al v'hosh Shin Yad Mifne Atzmot Al Shelo Kaim Devari Kavariv. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, for example, contended that a cow may go out wearing its strap between its horns on Shabbat, while his colleagues prohibited it. Once a neighbor's cow went out with its strap, and Rabbi Elazar did not protest. Because he did not support his colleague's view, he fasted so long that his teeth were blackened. V'kein Rabbi Yehoshua she'amar b'shoni atni medabarichem Beit Shemei v'hoshi chayeru Shinav Mime Hatzomot. So too, Rabbi Joshua once remarked, I am ashamed of your words, said Shammai. His teeth too turned black through fasting. The Rav Hona Pa'amachat Dat Chachapa Na neta ha-pa-ta lo ritzoa shel ha-tefilin v'ha-tina mem tzomot. Likewise, Rav Huna, because his tefillin strap once turned over, undertook 40 fasts. Indeed, there are many such instances recorded about our sages. These fasts were not undertaken for the sake of repentance, nor as self-inflicted suffering in order to complete a process of atonement. These were not sins of the kind that required this. The sole purpose of these fasts was to restore the bonds of love between the former sinner and his maker. On this basis that fasting substitutes for an offering, and as such has a place even when an individual does not need to undergo suffering in order to attain complete atonement.
L'talmidav al pi hachmat ha'emet b'sefer otzomot l'kama onot l'chataim. The Arizal taught his disciples, according to the principles of the Kabbalah, the number of fasts to be undertaken for many transgressions. Af she'en b'chen karit v'lo meta v'yadi shemayim. Even though they entail neither excision nor death by divine agency, in which case suffering would be necessary. Kimo al ha'kas kaneta aniyot v'gomer. An example: if you get angry, the recommended number of fasts is 151. V'afilu al isur d'rabanim kimasetim yenam yitana ayin gimel ta'aniyot v'gomer. I should mention that 151 is the gematria of the word mikveh. Continuing to read. Even for transgressing the rabbinic prohibition, such as drinking the wine of non-Jews, 73 fasts. V'kein al b'yitol mitzvot asa Dirabanin kimo tefila
Yitana Samechalef Ta'anoyot Wigomer. Likewise, for neglecting a positive rabbinic enactment such as prayer, 61 fasts. A note on prayer. The Rebbe notes that we cannot adduce from here that the Alter Rebbe is of the opinion that the obligation of prayer is of rabbinic origin. This would be consonant with the statement in his Shulchan Aruch book. However, in the famous letter of the Alter Rebbe that appears in Bet Rebbe, he states outright that prayer is of Torah origin. In Mishnat Yoel, this whole issue is debated and explained. In any event, no proof can be derived from the above text. For according to all opinions, the specific times for prayer are of rabbinic origin. When one neglects this aspect of prayer, then the Arizal prescribes 61 fasts. V'derech kalal sod ha-ta'anit ha-yo segula nafla v'ha-taglot ritzon ha-olin v'ruchu. As a general rule, the mystery of fasting is wondrously effective for the revelation of the Supreme Will. Kimo hakar ven shena marbo ru riach nechayochoach l'ashem. Similar to an offering of which it is said, an aroma pleasing to Hashem. V'kamo shekatu v'yishahu tilazah akara tzum v'yom ritzon l'Hashem. Thus in Isaiah we find, do not call this a fast and a day desirable to Hashem. Mikalel shehatzom hanaratza hu yom ratzon. Obviously, an acceptable fast is a desirable day. Let us start the beginning of chapter 3. Though fasting is not at all necessary for attaining atonement, it was explained above that nevertheless it has a salutary effect as a substitute for the olah offering. In temple times, this sacrifice was offered even for transgressing a positive mitzvah. In order to make the former offender once again acceptable and beloved of Hashem, accordingly, the Harizal derived from the Kabbalah the number of fasts to be undertaken for numerous transgressions, even those that are not subject to the punishment of excising or death by divine decree. V'hine ha'achmi ha'mosir ha'acharonim nachalfu b'me Shechata Chata Ta'achar A'echad Be'amim Ribot. The later Musar Sevut, those who lived after the Ari, were divided in their opinions about one who repeated a sin many times. Da'yishomrim Shetzarich Lehata'anot Mesefer Hatzomot Leotochat Peamim Ribot Kefi Hamisaper Asherchet. Some contend that he must fast the number of fasts appropriate to that sin according to the number of transgressions. Kigon Hamotzio Zera Levat Allah Shemasper Hatzomot Hamaporesh B'tayokoni Tashuva Macharayaz Macharizal Haintad Prandayot. For example, the number of fasts prescribed for the penitents of the Arizal for wasteful emission of semen is 84. Ve'im het baza asher oasirim pa'amim al derech mashal tzarich lahatanot asar oasarim pa'amim pad. If someone commits this sin 10 or 20 times, he must fast 10 or 20 times 84, and so on in all instances. Domio de Caravan, Chata ad Shechayav, Lichabeya al Kolamapam Upam. This is comparable to the Chatat offering, and the Rebbe notes, all the chatat offerings required for every instance of violation. V'yesh medamin anin ze lekaravan olahavo al mitzvot asa. Others compare these fasts to the ola offering brought for neglect of a positive command. And the Rebbe notes, as distinct from other Ola offerings, see the various types of offerings in Maimonides' preface to his commentary on the Mishneot of Tractate Kedoshim. Yafilu evar alkema mitzvot asa Mata kapara beola achat kadaata begimara perikama bezavachim. The violation of a number of positive mitzvot is atoned for, and the individual finds favor in God's eye from one ola, as the Talmud explains in Tractate Zevachim. V'hakapara v'hamako balat v'zele hatanot gimo pa'amim kafi misaper ha'atzomot dechata zechacha dechainu ra'renav tzomot Al-Hatzot Shekavat Zera Levatala Vekein Bashayir Chataim Vionot. The accepted decision in this dispute is to undertake three times the number of fasts prescribed for that particular sin. For example, 252 fasts, which is 3 times 84, for wasteful emissions, and similarly for other sins often repeated. V'hatam hu alpi ma shekatu b'zohar hakadosh sof Parashat Noach Keyon Dechav Barnash Kameyaku Chabarichu Simna.
Ka David Rashimu Kafav. This is based on a teaching in the Zohar at the end of Parashat Noach. As soon as mortal man sins once against the Holy One, blessed be he makes an impression above. Should he sin a second time, the impact of his sin is even greater. Zimana talita et pashatahu katama besaitra dalasitra dakafav. The third time he commits the sin, the stain penetrates from one side through to the other. Lekain tsarich besefer Hatzomot gam kein demopamim wigomer. Therefore, the number of fasts ought also to be three. And that's the end of the beginning of chapter 3. We will pick up in our next class, which I believe will be Sunday. No, it won't be Sunday. It'll be next Monday at 7 o'clock. We'll pick up here at the middle of chapter 3. Does anyone have any questions? We have two more classes this evening. One will be at 7 o'clock, and the other will be at 8:30. The 7 o'clock class is a Zohar class, a regular Zohar class, and our 8:30 class will be continuing the Tikkuni Zohar classes. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will have Slichot. I may be a few minutes late, but I will come. And I hope that doesn't disturb anybody. It's an appointment that may run a little longer than necessary, and I can't avoid it. Of course, I can avoid everything if I only did things properly. And then tomorrow night at 8:30, we will continue our study of the Tikkuni Zohar. On Shabbat at 6 p.m., we will have Havdalah. There is no Slichot on Shabbat. So at 6 p.m., we will have Havdalah and third meal, followed by 7 o'clock, a Zohar class, regular Zohar class, followed by an 8:30 Tikkuni Zohar class. This coming Sunday at 10:30 in the morning, we have a unique two-hour class. Let me go back. On Sunday at 7:30 in the morning, and that will also be at 7:30 tomorrow morning, Friday morning. At 7:30 in the morning, we will have Slichot. At 10:30, we will have a two-hour class discussing the year 5778, its meaning, its powers, as much of it as we can know. There will not be a 3 o'clock tomorrow, but there will be a class at 8:30 for the Tikkuni Zohar on Sunday. Now, Monday, the 10:30 class, excuse me, the 7:30 class, the Slichot class, will be late. It probably will not start till 11:30, but this is a one-time event. And then Monday at 4:30, we will continue. We will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, we will continue our studies of the Igeret Teshuvah, And at 8:30, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. So if anybody has any questions, please ask them. If not, I wish you a healthy and a happy new year. A Gemar Tov, and we will speak soon. I hope you'll join us. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.